Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Luke and Allison are not alone. We've been joined in the studio by our hardworking team, which means one thing. It's time to look at the most emailed, most clicked on stories on the internet. It's the most.
Let's, as Trish McKinney assiduously, what does assiduous even mean?
Oh my gosh, she's just jumped off the phone and onto the microphone, prepared to give us...
Say as she assiduously I'm just going to keep using that until someone tells me what it means. She's about to schedule our next guest. That's done. Now she's here to talk to us from BPP Brain Trust headquarters. Trish McKinney, editor of the show.
It's all about the multitasking.
It really is. What do you got?
Hey, so I have one of the most clicked on stories on USA Today, and it's about a movie called that's coming out December 7th called The Golden Compass. And this movie has somehow managed to anger both Christians and atheists. I think that's a pretty impressive feat.
A twofer.
I have not read the book that it's based on. I have not seen the film, so I'm going to let the trailer do the talking. So let's play this.
There is a world where witches rule the northern skies, where ice bears are the bravest of warriors, and where every human is joined with an animal spirit who is as close to them as their own heart.
Are we going to see the child?
I should think so.
But this world is dominated by the Magisterium, which seeks to control all humanity.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Where is this the most at? Did you already mention that?
USA Today.
Okay.
So basically, this the Magisterium that was referenced in the clip is a pretty thinly veiled reference to I guess many people believe the Catholic Church. So William Donahue, head of the Catholic League, is coming out against the film, accusing it of anti-Catholic bias. He wants parents to stay away. And the Ellen Johnson, the president of the American Atheists, is also referenced in this article. She's worrying that it's not anti-church enough.
Go read the article at usatoday.com. Dan, what do you have?
Hey, guys. We got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. And I'm afraid it's bad news for all of us here at the BPP who get up oh so early to bring this show to the wonderful people out there. It appears that working the graveyard shift has been linked to cancer more strongly than ever before, and it's actually going to be added to the World Health Organization list of probable causes of cancer.
Oh, that's not good.
Working the graveyard shift will be considered a possible carcinogen, and the American Cancer Society says it will likely follow the WHO's lead. And the American Cancer Society had considered work cancer linked to be uncertain, controversial, or unproven. So basically it has to do with the fact that the hormone melatonin, which can suppress tumor development, is normally produced at night. And so if you're awake at night, you're not producing your melatonin. You can take melatonin, but some people say that that will cause your body to then produce less, so that is a bit of an issue. We should add that there are some skeptics out there, and the quote-unquote probable carcinogen tag, this article says, means that the link between overnight work and cancer is merely plausible.
There have been a lot of studies out recently that link not sleeping to a whole bunch of negative health effects, so I gotta say, let's play it safe. About 10 hours.
Should we have nap time like halfway through the show?
Yeah.
Get those little square carpets.
I call that the newscast. I just nod off. All right, well, let's keep with the Yahoo News beat and ask Angela, our lovely producer, what do you got for us from Yahoo News?
Well, yesterday in our morning meeting, we talked about possibly doing about that story from South Korea, the man who supposedly was killed by the exploding cell phone battery. And it's a good thing that we didn't. We were warned against it by somebody.
I can't remember who said that sounded a little bit sketchy. Oh, wait, that was me.
Yeah.
Well, sent off your news radar.
Yeah, which I didn't even know I had, but apparently it lies dormant until needed.
Well, it was quite correct because today's most emailed story on Yahoo News is that the whole thing was a hoax in the first place. And it's got to be the stupidest cover-up attempt of all time. The guy's co-worker hit him with his car, accidentally killed him, and then said, the cell phone did it, to police. But he confessed last night that it was all a hoax.
He hit him with his car and then tried to blame it on a cell phone?
Yeah, hit him with the car, killed him dead, and was like, They put the cell phone on him. Or something. They're not sure if he set it on fire or something. But anyway.
As soon as I saw a photo of the cell phone later in the day, I really knew it was a rat. Because the thing is, the cell phone is kind of melty, but it doesn't seem like the kind of thing that could end someone's life.
Well, it doesn't
life.
Cause internal body damage right. as right. found on exactly. this man, surprisingly.
All right.
Matt Martinez.
Hello. I have the most emailed story from Salt Lake Tribune, and it's actually a letter to the
what
editor.
What up, Salt Lake?
What up, Salt Lake? Hello. Salt Lake City Councilman-elect J.T. Martin is protesting a four-block move of the Blue Boutique. It's an adult store. He claims that the new location is somehow dangerous to Utah morals because a family filled with kids lives near the new store. So a fellow named Nick Bernard wrote into the Salt Lake Trib and asks, if a couple has had enough sex to fill their family with children, why are they so against the sale of lingerie and adult toys? Mm-hmm. He's writing from Colchester, England. So there you go. Can I do my other most, or
Please.
We have to move on?
Absolutely.
Well, you finish up.
Okay. It's the number one most emailed story at NPR.org, which is actually pretty surprising. A story by Larry Abramson that nearly one in five college students takes at least one class online, which is pretty big. So people will be having their reunions maybe online someday, drinking alone in front of their computer.
And you can put it the best picture of you ever, just like on Match.com.
Exactly.
If you gain 5 pounds, you just take it from the neck up.
Right.
You know?
The less of someone's like actual body that's in the photo. Yeah.
Just
like,
Photoshop some abs.
Yeah, somebody's just their eyeball looking into the camera.
All right, Angela, Dan, and Matt, thanks for the most.
And Trish.
And Trisha.
And Trish.
Bye-bye.
I looked up assiduous, by the way. I did. It means diligent. I was using it
correctly.
Thank you.